All right. Hello, my friends. By the way, Tina, you should start this one of these times.
Really?
I'm always starting it. I'm starting it. I'm John.
I'm Tina.
And it's Voice Coaches Radio. I thought we were going to do it together. Yeah, we didn't. Tina. All right.
I'm always one step behind. always.
All right. So here we are. And as we kind of alluded to last time,
last week,
we're going to talk about, this is going to be called the VO confidence episode. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean exactly? We're going to talk about the reason some people don't start and why maybe you should ignore those feelings, right?
Like,
I think people feel like imposters.
Yes.
I get that from people who say, people tell me I have a good voice, but I just feel like an imposter. You know, I even have people who start coming through our program and they still feel it.
Yeah.
You know, so let's talk a bit about that.
Well, a lot of what I tell students, because, you know, we go through the classes together, and we get to one certain point, you know, and you can tell when they're not feeling comfortable, you know, oh, I'm not sure if I should be doing this. And I said, no, first of all, I make sure I talk to them about it, you know, and I said, no, you've got a great voice. You're picking up all the techniques. I can hear that conversational sound. This is what I tell them after, when we're towards the end. I said, always remember, if they call you up and say, hey, we'd like to have you read this for us, there's a reason. They like your voice. They want your voice. So that always remember, you're in that booth for a reason. They already said it's your voice.
Yes.
So because people do lack that confidence. They really, really do. I just had someone today in a class. She's a beautiful voice, and she's a natural. And she just goes, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm like, no, you're a natural storyteller. You know, every technique that we've gone through, you've picked up. And she goes, I just never thought I could. I go, but you can. Yeah. You know, so not all people, but a lot of people do come in. They lack that confidence. They hear, yes, I got a great voice. But then they're thinking, I can't do this. Yes, you can.
And I think they don't think it either. And that's an inside thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I think even before you start on your voiceover journey, I think many people, I've heard people say, I can't even tell you how many times where I speak to someone, like they're reading to me after the webinar, let's say, but or I meet them here and they'll say something like, I've been told my whole life I have a good voice, but I just don't believe it. And I always think that's such a bizarre thing. It's why? You know, it's like a thing where we don't want to say. Mm-hmm. My favorite is, even when people will tell you, some people won't even say it out loud. Like, instead of saying, people have told me my whole life I have a great voice.
Yeah.
I have people who will say, I just had this happen, I've had people tell me my whole life I have a decent voice. I'm like, no one has said decent.
No one said decent.
That's not a compliment.
No.
Like, if someone said you're decent looking, I'd be like,
okay. How do I take that?
Hey, you know what? You're decent looking. That's not a compliment.
No
one said to you, you have a decent voice. They probably said you have an amazing voice.
Yes,
you have a great voice.
Yes.
Wow, I love your voice. Embrace it. You know, you don't have to go the other way and go, I have the best voice in the world.
No, but
But embrace it. Listen, people are telling you it's true, right?
Yes.
How many people have to say it before you go, okay, people think I have a good voice? You don't have to think it about yourself, but people think I have a great voice. I should use this.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
It is. It's funny because I tell people when they tell me that, I said, think about it. I go, do you think they would ever come up to you and say, wow, your voice is terrible? No. So they really are paying you a compliment.
Yes.
You know, that's how I like to look at it, so that they really mean it. They really do mean it. But we are our worst critics of our own voice.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It does not matter how many. I've been in broadcasting for 35 years. There's times when I have my headphones on and I'm doing a break and I'm just going, that's me? What?
Yeah.
So we are our worst critics, but we still, you know, you can do this. It is building up that confidence within yourself,
yes.
You know.
And the other one is, once people get into it, and I know this is, you do a lot of the coaching now, and I used to do a lot of the coaching, but even when I am producing demos now, I have people say, like when I ask them to do something, I just feel silly. I just feel silly doing it. I feel silly. Like, I feel like I'm over the top. I feel like, I'm saying, I say, be sarcastic, you know?
Yeah.
And they just give me a little. And I say, no. I want you to be.
Lean into
okay.
it. Yeah.
So it's time to buy a new car. Yeah. And they're like, I just feel silly. I'm like, you're in a room full of people. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it doesn't, keep in mind that I know when, first of all, we talk like this all the time. That's the thing I try to get across to people. Because people say, I feel like I'm being over the top. And I always say, because this is true, you're always over the top.
Yeah.
In conversation, we are always over the top, mm-hmm. always. Like, you never just say anything. Everything you say is important to you. And so you have some kind of an emotion attached to it. Mm-hmm. And people know what it is, right? Like, if you call your buddy on the phone and you say, hey, how's it going today? And they go, great.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, that person's doing great. No, you go, oh, you okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because we always have an emotion attached. Mm-hmm. But as soon as I ask someone to do that, when they read, that's when they feel... In their mind, they feel silly because we don't do that when we read. We've been taught our entire life to just read something.
Yeah, just go ahead and
stand
read.
Stand up. Uh-huh. Project to the room and just read it and get it over with.
Yeah, unless you're on stage to act it out. That's
right.
it. But otherwise, you stand up, you look at it, you read it, that's
right.
it.
Right. But now, I'm asking you to really, we want you to sound natural. And being natural means attaching emotion to your words and really letting people, especially when there's no visual.
Yeah.
Like, even there's no visual. No one can see your face in voice acting. No one can see your facial expressions. No one can see your body movements. All they have to go on is your voice. Mm-hmm. And so, and if you lose someone, if they don't get it, like if they don't know, is this person being sarcastic? I don't, you've lost them at that point because they can't connect with you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to get over this feeling silly part because especially voiceovers, everyone in the room, we've seen it all.
Yeah.
And we've done it all. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be silly in front of us. We're all silly.
Yeah.
If that's what we have. You know what I mean?
You know, also, I always tell students, I go, just think about it. Nobody sees you. So go ahead and be animated. You know, if you've got to move around to get to that, no one is looking at you. They're looking. Even if you're in a studio where there is a booth and then, you know, the engineer is right there and you can see the engineer, he's not really looking at you. He's reading the script. He's following along on the script. He's not looking at you at all. Not at all. Nobody's looking at you.
No.
They're just listening. So go ahead. And I always say, go outside of the box.
Yeah.
Be outside. They'll pull you in if they think you're too
And they're impressed.
Yes.
Let me say, when you really go for it, even if it's something, let me just say this. If you really go for it, even if it's not quite what they want, believe me, they're impressed. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have someone in the booth be what they think is over the top and have me, like, it's easier to pull someone back than to keep pushing
it is.
Them.
Yes.
Like, can you please just do more for me? So yeah, you want to get over that. Don't feel silly. You're around people. This is what we do.
This is, exactly.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Now the other, I think the third one we wanted to talk about was the fear of getting started.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Again, this is the VO confidence episode. The fear of getting started, where people are, I think, scared to take that first step.
Yeah. It is. But I also say, take it as if any other job. Any other type of career that you're going for. You have to make... You go to school. You graduate. You have the diploma. So what are you going to do? Just look at the diploma? You have to go out there and try to find, this is the same thing.
Yeah.
The same exact thing. You have to go out and find the jobs. You can do it. If we didn't think you could do this, we wouldn't say, okay, we're not ready for the demo just yet. Let's go ahead and do a couple more classes, you know, or let's get you a little more comfortable.
Yep.
But if you've gone through the whole program, that means you are ready.
Right. And so there's the fear of getting started there where people have already done everything and they're ready. They're ready to do this. And they're like, oh, I don't know. But then I even think there's the fear of getting started at all.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
People who, again, people told them they have a good voice or they have an interest, regardless of how that can, but they're like, I do think, and that's people in general, right? I think so many people have a fear of doing something new.
Yes.
Right? Because they it's almost like they don't want to be bad at it, maybe, or there's a fear of failure or...
Or the unknown, just the unknown.
Right? But to me, the people who succeed in anything, and I'm talking, you know, being successful is different for different people. Mm-hmm. You know, that means something different.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be money or whether it be just being happy, whether it be accomplishing something you really want to accomplish. But I feel as though the people who find success, however they want to do that, are the people who, once they make a decision, they go, okay, I'm just doing this. And if I fail... That's cool. I'll just get up and do it again. Or I'll realize it's not for me. And that's fine too.
Yeah.
There's nothing, I actually don't think there's much, I don't think there's many negative things about failing because there's so much you learn from it. You either learn that, hey, you know what? This actually isn't for me. Or you just get back up and you go, okay, I made a mistake. I know not to do that again.
Yeah.
It's so interesting that people view failure as negative because I just don't think it is.
It's you take it as a learning lesson, you know? I learned something and I failed at it. Okay, now I need to try something different.
It's in everything, not just this. Like, I'll give you a story that most people here won't care about, but this is an example of it. We're in New York and I coach my son's wrestling team. I wrestled in high school and college. There's a kid, and I don't want to call him a kid. He's 18, 19 years old now, but his name is PJ Duke. He was from, and I always say the school room, I think it's Minnesink Valley. That's the name of this high school.
Okay.
He won New York State Championships 4 years in a row.
Wow. That's good.
Got a scholarship to Penn State, the number one wrestling school in the country. He lost a couple months ago. He lost to the number one ranked wrestler. He's a freshman, true freshman. He lost to the number one ranked wrestler in the country. He just had to wrestle him in the finals to get into the NCAA tournament and destroyed him.
Wow.
Beat him 20-7. Right? So now, if he had gotten upset, I lost to the number one guy.
I'm done.
Obviously, I'm not going to win NCAAs this year. I'm a freshman anyway, so
why not?
No. He decided to come back. He beat this guy very – now he's the number one ranked wrestler in the country.
That's great.
And he's number one ranked in the tournament coming up next weekend. But again, that's all because there's nothing. He failed. Big deal. Okay, he's not undefeated.
Yeah.
You fell down.
From it.
You get back up. You do it. You know, I just don't think there's a lot of. We've all failed many times in our lives, and we probably all, at some point, not handled it well. And that's fine too. You can be upset that you failed, but come back and do it. If you really want something and you really enjoy it, you can do it.
Yeah, definitely. Keep with it. Give it, you can always do like this three strike type of thing, give it three tries. And then after the third, you can always say, all right, I tried it, If you need to take those little steps to do that. But if not, just keep going.
Yeah, but if you really want something, there's no amount of times you can fail that is enough.
You could keep going.
Yeah, just keep, you'll find that some people that are super successful in whatever it is, they'll tell you, I failed. I can't count the amount of times I failed.
Yeah.
Until I got here. That's just how it goes.
That's the thing. How many times have I gotten a no to do voiceover? A ton. I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
A ton. But I just said, okay, let's just keep it. How I look at it, they just didn't want my voice. That's all. They wanted something else.
And that could be part of the fear too. Maybe the fear of rejection.
That's true.
You're going to get rejected. We've all been rejected in our lives on different levels. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, not me, but other people.
Never you. Never.
I already told that story. There was someone that was one of our students that got a job over me. It happens. This just happens. It's part of this, but it's part of life in general. Mm-hmm. If you can't take rejection, you must not leave your house at all.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So there you go. That is our VO confidence episode.
I'm confident in that episode.
We helped everyone.
Yeah, I think so too.
You're welcome. You are welcome. Yeah. Now you can go about your life and be confident in anything you do. And it was all because of this episode of Voice Coaches Radio. And again, if you want to dip your toe in, you want to gain some confidence, come to our Intro to Voice Acting webinar. You can find it. It's all over the place, really. Mm-hmm. But go to our website, voicecoaches.com. I'm assuming you know that since you're here listening.
I would think so.
Voicecoaches.com. And sign up for this. POD, you get 50% off the webinar.
That's a great deal.
It's a really good deal. It's a really good deal. And again, you get to meet me. And that's all that matters.
That's it. In life, it is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. I'm John. G at voicecoaches.com.
I'm Tina at Tina at voicecoaches.com.
All right. We out. We'll be right back.